This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A state lawmaker has asked the Trump administration to send federal law enforcement to Denver. CPR's Benda Berkland has more.
Republican Representative Dave Williams of Colorado Springs says Democrats, including Governor Jared Polis, have not done enough to stop vandalism and violence and urged an expansion of federal law enforcement to help local police. Meanwhile, Polis says that would only escalate tensions and could violate people's constitutional rights. Every Democratic state lawmaker signed a letter to the U.S. Attorney for Colorado asking that federal agents not come. They said they were shocked and disturbed at what has been happening to protesters in Portland, Oregon, who have allegedly been detained by federal agents in unmarked vehicles. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Governor Polis says the state is increasing its coronavirus testing capacity using a public-private partnership. Polis says that current delays in testing results make effective contact tracing impossible. The expanded partnerships are intended to bypass a national backlog of tests. State test processing is averaging 10,000 a day compared to 2,000 in April. New cases have been increasing in Colorado over the last month. Colorado activists are asking the state's U.S. senators to seek more federal money for Medicaid. The federal government funds more than half of the state's program now, but activists want that to rise to 70%. The Colorado Consumer Health Initiative estimates Medicaid enrollment in the state will grow by 42% by December. Much of the state has a chance for thunderstorms this afternoon and through the weekend. This is CPR News.